The case of the orthopaedic plate found in the belly of a crocodile has taken a somewhat sinister twist, with police now searching missing persons files to find out who the plate belonged to. Erin Semler from ABC Capricornia has been covering the story. Can you take us back to the beginning? How did the staff at the croc farm find the plate in the first place?
So MJ had a fight with another crocodile named Big Joe in summer last year, and his condition kind of deteriorated from there. He stopped eating for a few months, and eventually a few weeks ago, he sadly passed away. So when he passed away, they opened up his tummy. It's something they normally do just to check what he's eaten. And there were stones and a lot of normal stuff in there, but they also found an orthopaedic plate. So that's how they discovered it.
Can you describe what an orthopaedic plate is?
So an orthopaedic plate, it's also known as a bone plate. It's something used to stabilise broken bones. So it's a metal plate and it holds the bone in position while the bone heals.
Presumably this is in a human.
So they are used in animals and humans, and the size of the plate is designed to match the bone it's attached to. So obviously smaller, lighter bones need smaller, thinner plates, and bigger bones need large, heavy plates. So no one can say for sure, but the chances are about 50-50 that the crocodile might have eaten a person or an animal.
Wow. And initially the plate was thought to be from an animal?
Well, a UK-based manufacturing company and an orthopaedic surgeon in the UK believed that it's almost certainly from a human, but an Australian-based surgeon says it's just as likely that MJ has eaten a dog. So, yes, it could be either way.
What else can you tell us about MJ?
So up until his death, MJ lived at the Corana Crocodile Farm in central Queensland for about 6 years. Before that, he lived in a crocodile farm in Innisfail. And initially before that, he was actually from the wild. So we've tried contacting his old farm, but there's new owners who had never met MJ. And John Lever from the Central Queensland farm has also tried to contact the original owners with no luck. So there's actually not a lot of certainty about where in the wild MJ came from.
My understanding of crocodiles is they take a long time to digest their food. Is there any way to tell how long the plate had been in his belly?
There's no exact way to tell. So usually there's a serial number on all of these plates, whether they're in an animal or in a human. But because of his stomach juices and depending on how long it was in his tummy, the number's no longer there. So it is very hard. And the orthopaedic surgeon I spoke to said the plates are extremely common in both humans and animals. And in his practice, they use about 10 or 20 a week. So that's just in one
wow.
surgery. So the likelihood of tracking the owner down without a serial number is quite slim, the orthopaedic surgeon said.
But nonetheless, the police are obviously going to give it a crack. What do we know about the process that they're going to be following to try and find out the owner of the plate?
Yeah, so at the moment they've taken the plate in for forensic testing, so it's still not known if it will be connected to a missing persons case, but I guess they have to give it a go just in case the owner might be out there. But yeah, as Dr. Martin said, it's believed MJ's case might remain an eternal mystery.